In Chile, the military government held a rally today in support of President Augusto Pinochet, who escaped an assassination attempt 2 days ago. A crackdown on opponents of his government continued in response to that attack. A journalist for an opposition magazine was found dead. His family and colleagues charge he had been kidnapped yesterday by police. Tim Frasca reports now from Santiago.
Several thousand people gathered in front of La Moneda, the presidential palace, for a rally in support of General Augusto Pinochet this afternoon. Heavily armed soldiers were stationed along major downtown streets for the demonstration, which is celebrating the 13th anniversary this week of the military takeover. Hundreds of members of women's charity groups passed in review before General Pinochet and his wife Lucia. The head of state appeared physically unaffected by his close call Sunday when he narrowly escaped assassination. Hours before the rally, Jose Carrasco, a 38-year-old editor at the opposition magazine Analysis, was found dead in a Santiago cemetery. He had been shot 10 times. Carrasco's wife said he was roused from bed early Monday morning by men claiming to be police, but authorities officially denied his arrest. Carrasco, a member of MIR, the Revolutionary Left Movement, had been back in Chile only 2 years, after 8 years in exile. The bodies of at least two more murder victims were also found today, but their identities have not yet been established. Arrests continued in the second day of the state of siege. More leftist political figures were rounded up, bringing the total number of detentions to 20. The government has issued arrest orders for a number of others, some of whom are in hiding. On the list is at least one member of the Chilean Human Rights Commission. A spokesman said the homes of commission members in the provincial city of San Fernando were also raided, but no members were at home. All opposition magazines were ordered closed yesterday, including the Christian Democratic weekly, OI. Under the last state of siege in 1984 and 85, OI was allowed to continue publishing. The situation of five foreign priests and one local lay worker detained yesterday remains unresolved. The clergymen were accused of attacking police officers and carrying instructions on how to make homemade bombs. General Pinochet warned yesterday that human rights advocates would have to be expelled. For National Public Radio, this is Tim Frasca in Santiago.